Yeah, I think the offseason helped them out a lot mentally. I think the big test for them is going to be the preseason games. You know, the first, second, and fourth, I'm not going to play an extensive part of the game, so they're going to have a lot of opportunities to work with, I think, you know, our deepest team since I've been here in the 5 years, and some very talented receivers in the second group, very talented offensive line in the second group, guys competing for spots, and, you know, it's going to be on them to make the correct protection calls. We're playing against some good defenses with Cleveland, Buffalo, Arizona, and Tennessee. With Tennessee, you know, liking to play their starters in the second half, where, you know, our first team's going to play in the fourth game, you know, hopefully one play again or a series and get out. So it's going to be a good test for them to kind of see how much the offseason really helped them out. I think they've done a nice job in camp so far. It's the big jump from year one to year two. You just got to play faster and make quicker decisions. So if they can do those things, then they're gonna play well.
Do you take it as part of your responsibility to mentor them and help them out when you can?
I do. I think it's kind of an unwritten rule as a starter to try and nurture those relationships and see those guys along, because making those guys better makes your team better. You know, you never know what can happen in this league as far as injuries go, and you want the guys behind you to be as prepared as possible in case the unfortunate happens and you have to miss some time or part of a game, you know, or a week or so or more, and stuff happens. So you want those guys as prepared as possible. So, you know, I'm available. They know it. You know, we bounce stuff off each other. When they come off, I say something to them. When I come off, I ask them what they saw. So I think that's an important part of the quarterback room relationship. Well, he's just a more mature football player. I think he understands all the aspects of the game. He understands route concepts, defenses. He's seen. You know, he worked on the scout team last year pretty extensively, so he learned coverages, leverage, getting separation with bent arm pressure, and just the fundamentals of playing the position, and I think he's carried those over into the first team, and just he has a better feel for the game, I think. He's in his second year. He had a great offseason. He's extremely talented, and he's made that jump. And like I continue to say, which I'm going to keep saying, but his improvement has made Donald Lee a better player as well, because I think Donald's had a great camp. He's made some big plays for us. I expect a big year out of him, because Jermichael's improvement has really given him the impetus to get better as well, and he has.
Last question for Aaron.
Yeah, I know it's always good to get a break during training camp, but obviously we wanted to play the other night and cut the defense a little bit, you know. Our run game is all about stretching the front side and cutting the back side, and it's hard to kind of get that done in practice because you got to stay up. So it's nice to see that in a game situation. It's nice we're doing a rollout to the right to be able to cut that in and have some clear vision. So we want to get that done, but let's get ready for Cleveland. And I think as a whole we need it as a team, but it would have been nice, I think, to see some of those young guys in game action, because like we always tell them, you know, it's fast in practice, but it's a step faster in the game. So.
Thanks, sir.
Yep, thank you.